Balthasar mit Then What auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Am heutigen Abend spielt die Band aus Belgien im uns sehr sympathischen und diesmal ausverkauften Heimathafen Neukölln. Jetzt sind 3 der 5 Bandmitglieder erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die mittlerweile 3. LP Thin Walls, die Ende März erschienen ist und erstmals nicht von der Band selbst, sondern vom englischen Tontechniker Ben Hillier produziert wurde. Die Band hat außerdem die allerletzten Tickets dabei für ihre heute ausverkaufte Show im Heimathafen. Schönen guten Tag, herzlich willkommen Martin, Jinte und Simon. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing everybody? Is everything all right? Where are you coming from today?
Yesterday we were in Munich. First.
Oh, what?
Yes. Sorry.
Who wrote the itinerary though?
Driving
from Munich to Berlin, it must suck a little bit, right?
Well, we were asleep, so
okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
So came from Bologna before that.
Okay.
Oh no, from France. We don't remember.
Totally in the tour business, right? You tend to forget where you've been the day before. So you're touring with a nightliner so you can sleep during.
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
Rich, you spoiled rock bitch.
No, you can't be spoiled just because you're having a nightliner. That's not enough to spoil you. You need more than that. You need
two nightliners.
Two nightliners, drugs, champagne and all that stuff. Congratulations on your newest 3rd LP, Thin Walls. It's been out here since the end of March. And the last time we had met, you worked with Ben Hillier for the very first time because he mixed your self-produced song Leipzig for you guys. And it seems as if he had done a great job because you hired him again to do the whole record. Was the reason that he worked with you on Leipzig as good as he did the reason for you to hire him again, or was it psychological reasons?
Yeah, it was. It just turned out he was a fan of the 2 records we'd done before, and that's why we asked him for Leipzig, and that collaboration worked so well that we were ready to give the production out of hand.
Yeah.
And
that's a huge step, I think, right? For a band that has always produced its own records, you have never let anyone touch the music and the sound of the production.
Yeah, it was totally different. And the thing was, with Leipzig, he also mixed it, but now it was really like a production. Like, but it was our 3rd record, so we were ready to, we are a bit more self-confident in the basic of the song.
Sure.
And not in the arrangements anymore. So it was time to work with somebody else.
Yeah.
And it turned out really, a lot of fun in studio.
And so it felt good to let go and give a little bit of the responsibility to Ben.
That's the thing. We could be like little children again. Like in the studio, just thinking about music and not about all the technical stuff.
Yeah, and because there's so many details you have to take care of when you're producing yourself, right? I mean, just miking the fucking drum kit takes forever. It's like days of just putting mics on the right spot, and then you'll probably forget the beat that you wanted to play. So I think sometimes it's a good idea to get someone from the outside. And then obviously you had the same sound philosophy. That's what I was talking about to you guys when we were here and discussing the song Leipzig, because that's the first time I really felt you and this guy, you don't have to discuss too much about the way you want to sound.
No, but that's the great thing about Ben, because he, like, if you look at all the records he produced, it's all completely different. So it's not like he doesn't have his own signature producer sound that he puts on everything. So, and that's what we wanted, because we wanted to stay true to our own thing. So, and he just understood what we were after, and he helped us achieve it.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. You've all been trained professionally in music.
We've all learned it in the books.
Yeah, you visited in the conservatory in Belgium, right?
Yeah.
So is that an advantage when it comes to talking to a professional producer, or didn't that help at all? Because sometimes I talk to people who were at music school, they'd be like, yeah, my career started when I forgot everything that I learned in school.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah? That's true. Like, in a way, you have to stay naive at certain points, but to talk about things in the studio, it certainly helps. It's easier than, say, I want it more green.
Yeah.
You know, that. So the language is...
The vocabulary is there, right?
Yeah.
To discuss music and the production part of music.
Yeah. But the thing is that we mostly did it in advance, the chat about what we wanted, and then we just didn't think about it in the studio anymore.
Cool. So you found a partner in crime maybe for the next record as well. It sounds to me as if you were getting along quite good.
Yeah, we were. But we'll see. We Yeah, we'll see. Everything's possible.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't know yet which record we're gonna make, so it all depends on that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to have the possibility to do everything on your own still, because that means you will have to pay less for a studio day, right? I mean, that's another important thing. Leipzig, the song that we're gonna play in a few seconds. That song has been recorded on the bus and then produced in the studio or finalized. Mm-hmm. In the studio. Are there other songs on the record that we can hear the bus motor on?
Well,
because I read somewhere that you wanted to credit the bus driver actually as an extra musician because his sounds are on the record too.
It's motor, yeah. In some songs there are, because we recorded some of the stuff again in the studio.
Okay.
But of course there are still some demo takes that sneaked into the record. And you can, I don't know if you can hear it, but we can feel it. Yeah. We can feel the bus rolling when we listen to the record.
Yeah. I mean, the subconscious frequencies are going on there.
It's crazy, man.
That's really crazy. And I really find crazy that you guys are obviously able to write and produce music while on tour, because I know so many bands who just can't do it. I mean, you're waiting all day for the gig in the evening and you have spare time, but I don't think that you have spare energy to write songs sometimes. So why is that happening to you guys? Is it your professionalism? Or why is it happening?
It's just a state of mind, really, because we always said we couldn't do it either, but then you just start doing it and it's like, come on, stop being lazy and start writing.
Yeah.
That and lots of amphetamines and...
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, I get that. But I've read as well that the way you produced and actually written the album had a good influence on the songs, because you were not as much control freaks with the writing as well as you were before.
Yeah, it was more, the result was very straightforward songs and very like we did, like previous times we were in our homes, you know, you try to have a nice chord schemes and everything, and now it just didn't matter if the song was as naive as whatever. It didn't matter.
Cool.
We just had to feel it, and that's how we written the songs. And I feel it fits more like the tour we've done so far.
Yeah.
It just fits the vibe we had.
And that's the good thing about being on tour, because we discussed the conservatory, but like on tour you just, after a week you just stop thinking, so that's quite you can use that to write. I mean, it's easier to write if you don't think.
And I really think that's when the magic happens, and music is an art form where magic actually still does happen, but only if you don't overthink your music, right?
That's exactly the point.
So, as we found the first point in this interview, let's listen to some more music. Balthasar hier nochmal mit Leipzig, dem Song, den wir gerade schon angesprochen hatten. Wir quatschen gleich noch ein bisschen weiter, hören eine Live-Performance und verlosen noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend.
Think that you could take me there if you only show me where. Cause I've been waiting in despair. If there's a need to lose my rags and change my name, it is agreed. Cause these rooms start to feel the same. If the fire comes too close, don't bother. And I will hold it by the hand, cause when darkness fell, I picked it up, I did first hand. If the fire comes too close, don't bother. Cause the tide swallows one after another. If the freezing starts to win, don't bother. Cause I'm your follower. My lover,
Balthasar nochmal mit Leipzig ein Stück Musik, das die Richtung fürs neue Album vorgegeben hat. Der Song wurde produziert und aufgenommen von der Band selber, dann aber zum ersten Mal gemixt von Ben Hillier, der für Elbow und Depeche Mode und Blur schon arbeitete. Und weil das so gut geklappt hat, hat der jetzt die ganze Platte gemacht, die Thin Walls Scheibe, die just erst erschienen ist Ende März von Balthasar mit Z. Aus Belgien. When I was listening to the album title Thin Walls, I really had the feeling that it was like a sound philosophy again for the whole album. Because when I listen to the album, I imagine a band in a room which is made of thin walls. And so the band who wants to spend energy while making music, they still don't turn everything up to 10. But they'll be at like 8, but still be loud and noisy. Was it something? Did the title actually shape the form of the record?
No, the title came afterwards. But it's true. That's the atmosphere. Actually, you just mentioned the tour bus.
Mm-hmm. true. Okay.
While the bus driver is sleeping or something. So but it was because we rode on tour. I mean, there's always somebody around, so yeah. You don't have lots of privacy, and you have to learn to deal with it. That was a bit the Thin Walls title or the Thin Walls feeling.
Yeah, because I really feel an energy that's just below the first level. You know what I'm saying? You can feel the energy, and it's not as obvious as the band going bop, 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 and playing real noisy stuff, but there's still this, it's buzzing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Under the skin.
Yeah, under the skin. That's what I was looking for. So with the good experiences that you've made with having a little studio on the bus while touring, are you still doing that? Do you still have a little computer with you now?
We have too much interviews these days.
Okay. So there's no more. But you have the equipment with you.
No, we still do it. Yeah.
But it's just a laptop and a mic.
Yeah, sure. But it's all you need if you want to sketch an idea, right?
That's true.
Yeah. And then your production skills come in when you go back home.
Well, when you get back home, you just realize how much rubbish you made.
Yeah, but it's, I think, making rubbish is an essential part of making something that's art in the end, right? So you've brought your acoustic guitars with you, and I would really love to hear an acoustic guitar version of the song Nightclub. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's do it.
Tape's running.
1, 2, 3. A long way, a lot of it, a long way further.
Stadium Applause for Balthasar. Thanks a lot. Nightclub, ein Auszug aus ihrer aktuellen Platte Thin Walls, die heute Abend auch nochmal präsentiert wird im Heimathafen Neukölln. Und wer da die letzten Tickets abgreifen möchte, der muss jetzt ganz schnell anrufen. 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Balthasar heute Abend im Heimathafen Neukölln. Martin, Jinte, Simon, vielen Dank. Thank you for visiting.
Thank you for having us.
And I'll see you in a year or so, right?
Yeah. All right.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.